You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 25. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Okay, we are really excited about today's episode because we have made our lovely friend Candace come and be on this episode.
Welcome, Candace.
Thank you.
We're so happy you're going to join us today. We're going to talk today about the working homeschool mom and how to make that work, because it can be a big challenge, but she's got it down over here, right?
Yeah. Down. Like nailed it. That's exactly what I thought you guys asked.
So we wanted to bring on Candace because we had this question maybe a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And Karn and I shared from our perspective, but we both work from home. And we wanted to bring in a homeschool mama that actually leaves the house to work and does stuff outside of the home. So how to make Karn and I make it work, and how does Candace make it work? So that's why we brought on this lovely lady.
Yeah. So Candace, you want to start and tell us a little about yourself and what
sure,
you do?
Definitely. So my name is Candace Simpson. I have been doing photography for about 20 years, actually. It took us 10 years to have kids. So photography has been a big blessing in our lives. And so when we had kids and I got the feeling that homeschool was going to be the best option for us, I at first, of course, was scared. And I was like, Meg and Karn, where were you when I started homeschooling? Because I didn't know what homeschool was supposed to look like. I was trying to create school at my house and that didn't feel great. And she was in kindergarten and I was stressing about curriculum, which is funny now looking back, because I realized in my state, kindergarten's not even mandatory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so I got a lot of advice that was good, but it wasn't very specific. So I kind of felt like I was floundering. Something like this would have been just so amazing for me. And so I got a lot of just read books.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, what does that mean? Like, just get a Volkswagen bus and travel the world and read books. Like, it sounds dreamy, but like, okay, then what do you do?
Yeah.
So I realized for me, there was a lot of obviously like prayer involved, and there's a lot of different personalities in my family, as I'm sure there is in everybody's. So for everybody, I think it looks a little bit different. But working outside the home definitely is one of those things that I feel like I had to really be prayerful and mindful about, not even just about homeschool, but just in general. Because anytime you leave your home, you are, you know, mom guilt is a real thing. I've
right.
talked mm-hmm. about that. I know with Karn even just a couple of nights ago. And how do you balance all of that? So for me, I have to be very intentional, and I feel like I have to set hours. Mm-hmm. It goes best for me if I set hours for things. So homeschool hours are, you know, 9 to 12. Work hours are, you know, if I'm editing at the house, 12 to 3. And if I'm shooting, like in the summer, it doesn't get dark till 9. So I'm usually out of the home sometimes from like 6:30 to 9, which are tricky hours to be outside of the home for sure.
Right.
So for me, I would say a lot of the biggest pluses have just been, you know, figuring out what works and what curriculum works for our mm-hmm. family and what time schedules work for our family, and then trying to kind of put the biggest rocks in first.
Mm-hmm.
Like that,
okay.
You know, the metaphor we've always heard mm-hmm. that if you have a jar and you put the tiny rocks in, the big rocks don't fit.
Right.
So I've tried to just think, okay, what is the most important thing I want my kids to leave our home with? And I try to do those first.
That's great. I love that.
So what are some of those big rocks?
So for us, like, spirituality is a really big deal. I feel like if my kids can leave our house, like, understanding who they are and what their specific mission is and who God is in their life and all those things, that's huge. So we do like what we call morning devotional, where we pray and do scriptures, and all that's part of our homeschool. My daughter has also gone to a private school, but it was a Christian private school. So devotionals were part of her day there as well.
Uh-huh.
And then we do the pledge where we love our country, want them to learn things like that. And I would say grammar and stories are probably our biggest things, because I feel like that touches their heart the most. I'm definitely a heart space mama.
Yeah.
I'm an artist.
Yeah.
So I would say those are my biggest, just making sure they're getting something where, I mean, I went to 13 years of public school and I had some really great experience, but I don't know that retention was like my number one
right.
thing.
I agree.
It was a lot of cramming. Know these facts for this test. Doesn't really matter if you know it afterwards. So I try to do meaningful, you know, things that I feel like will touch her heart in the phase that she's in. Mm-hmm. I have another one that's going to be in kindergarten coming up, and her personality is amazing, but very different than my oldest. So I think it will be eclectic for her as it has been for Sienna. And then I have a mom that is brilliant at history. So I would say don't be scared to, you know, couple together with people that you think are really great at certain things. And so I'm like, Mom, honestly, every history book I read, I pass it through my mom and I say, is this even correct?
Yeah, right. That's great.
Because some of the history books aren't really written from a factual basis anymore. There's a lot of opinions. And so I'm like, okay, great. Let's have grandma help with history. And so that's been huge. My husband's really good at entrepreneurship, so I have him come in for like entrepreneurship and finance. So I try to make it a family affair as much as possible. Although I am not going to lie, the weight of that does rest on my shoulders. And I know I've talked to you guys and a lot of other mamas, and I think everybody feels the same.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so.
So what do you think are your biggest challenges with working and homeschooling?
So I think the biggest challenging things for me are the time management. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, anytime you own your own business, you are going to be there to put out fires, especially if it's your business, mm-hmm. right? And so I work in the wedding industry a lot, an event industry, bar mitzvah industry, party industry. And so if someone's calling you for something, it's usually something that's very time sensitive. So again, I think just setting those hours and trying to be proactive instead of reactive mm-hmm. is a big thing. Not just in this, but in life in general.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think for me, that's the biggest thing, so that I'm not running scattered. If I feel scattered, my kids feel scattered.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Mama, mm-hmm. for some reason, when mom's mood is off, it affects everybody. Like dad can be totally grumpy mm-hmm. and go in the corner, but it's like mom's grumpy. Oh, let's all be grumpy.
Yes, it's so true. We very much set the tone. So I would agree with that. And I feel when I'm calm, they're calm, they feel better about it. And so I think being reactive has probably been my biggest thing of noticing and setting those parameters. And not being a master, you know, don't be a taskmaster to the work. Just allow certain hours and try to get mm-hmm. the things done that you need to. I think it's been one of the biggest challenges and yet the biggest blessings mm-hmm. when you try to recognize that and put that into place for sure has been huge.
So how do you manage time for yourself?
Is that a thing?
Is that? Yeah.
I love that. It should be.
You know what? I'm going to be totally honest here. A lot of time for myself is in hours of the night. Or
late hours.
Yeah, it's very late. Like kids are in bed and husband's chatting and all that. You know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm connecting with all my family members. And I feel like when my husband falls asleep, I'm like, okay. Now what am
it's
I
go
do?
Time.
Let's do this. Which is fine until your clock says 2:30 and you're just getting into bed and then your kids are getting up at 7. So I think that I'm just trying to still balance.
Yeah.
In normal.
I think that'll always be a struggle for moms.
Yeah.
And homeschool moms and working moms.
I like that you don't like it's not figured out but you're willing to keep trying until you find what does.
For sure.
Because that's really life, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And I do feel like reading with my kids fills my cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I get to my read alouds, I feel like, okay, this is everybody getting their cup filled in a large way. So for that, I kind of count that as part of it. And then I feel like sometimes when I'm studying my own things, like if I find a book that I love or learning circle, I feel like is a time for myself. Mm-hmm. Things that help me recharge and become a better person. I thrive on those things.
Candace hosted Learning Circle this last week. And she has a pool and a hot tub. And it was Learning Circle in a hot tub.
It was a great time.
I nominate her to host every month.
I think I did get nominated.
Every summer. Candace.
Every week.
Oh my gosh. It was dreamy.
It was a lot of fun.
I know this is a big question. So you're saying work hours in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you do with your kids? So how old is your oldest?
My oldest is 10. She'll be 11 in April. So she's
and then you have two younger girls.
I do. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Right. So it's not
so you can't leave them home alone.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Lock them in. Don't go into the pool.
Yeah. No, that doesn't work. So we do bring in outside help. A lot of times, almost all the time, basically. Yeah. If my husband's not home, I have a niece who is available for us and has been just a heaven sent for our family. And so we have her come in certain set hours. And so I kind of know, okay, today I have from this time to this time to try to do all my stuff where she can pay attention, you know, and fill those needs of the children. I always try to still make myself available, to be honest. I mean, when I'm in my work box, I'm not ever totally in my work box because when I'm, unless I'm out on a shoot, because I can't answer my phone when I'm photographing a wedding, but when I'm at home editing, I try to still be available and just let them know, hey, if there's something really that you need my attention for, you can, you know, come in.
Yeah.
So
if someone's on fire, then come in.
Well, and a lot of artists, honestly, they have talked a lot about this at photography seminars, and a lot of times the balance is the number one thing.
Yeah.
You know, like the kids only see the back of their mom's head. They're editing feverishly all day and night, you know? So I had listened to those early in my career and been like, yeah, I don't want that regret. You know, especially when we have 10 years waiting for these kids to come. So I'm just always trying to balance it. Like, have I been in my work box too much today? Okay, it's time to call it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means your inbox isn't empty. And see, my husband is organized and he's like very logical. So to have a full inbox drives him nuts. Right. So we talk about this a lot. And I'm like, sometimes I just have to be like, okay, I've done everything I can today. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is going to come and it's going to be fine.
That's good. That's awesome. Good advice. Yeah. So what does your typical homeschool day look like?
Okay. So we wake up in the morning and we try to just do like the normal morning chores, like making your bed and just routines that I feel like, you know, give them some structure, brushing teeth, hair, getting ready for the day, just like normal. Although, I mean, sometimes it's in our pajamas.
Yeah.
And I'm in my purple robe. I'm known for my purple robe. but most days that's how it goes. And then from there we do our devotional, which includes, you know, like some scripture and prayer and the pledge. And that's usually when we do like our poetry or any memorizations that they're working on. Mm-hmm. And we really try to do memorizations that I feel like will bless them in the stage of life again that they're in. And those have been really awesome for Sienna. I think she's been amazed at how much she can retain and memorize. Mm-hmm. She's always like, whoa, why did I memorize that whole thing, you know? So that's been good. And then we go into language arts, and then we go into math. And then I try to do kind of Charlotte Mason-esque as far as time. So I have realized for Sienna, she's a really good retainer of information. But if I try to push it, you know, like, hey, you're going to sit here and listen to this lecture for an hour, like that would never work for our homeschool setup. So we try to break it up with physical activity. Yeah. We have a pool. That's huge. We connect a lot with the pool, and then we have a tramp outside. So we just try to break it up with, you know, activities and things like that. And then the sciences and the histories and all of that, we don't do every single day. We do it a couple of days a week. And I've found some things that have been really helpful for me. I don't do great with curriculums that are a ton of prep time on my end. Like if I'm learning something on my own, like the Four Agreements, I know Megan and I have talked about this book and it's amazing and beautiful. So I could teach a unit study on the Four Agreements because it's just something I know. Mm-hmm. But if it's a curriculum where it's like, hey, the parent has to spend an hour per subject prepping, I just realized that didn't work for me. It actually caused a lot more stress.
Yeah, those I've done a curriculum like that before.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah. It wasn't for me.
It's not for me either.
I know a lot of people are like, "Love this thing," and I'm like, "Really?" Because I found myself reading the parts that were like, "Now ask the children," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, that one's supposed to be that."
You know, I've done the same thing.
Right?
So funny.
So I was like, "I think this is a great fit."
So, what curriculum have you found that works best
for me? The Good and the Beautiful, hands down, has been the best because I feel like they've done a great job at getting meaningful stories that have a purpose. Like, for example, the Berlin Wall. We just read about that not that long ago. And it's a history. It's in their history book. It's just like a 15-minute story. But it's not necessarily all the dates and facts that we would have been quizzed on.
Right.
It's a heartfelt story about a girl that lived on the other side of the Berlin Wall and the heartache that she saw in her parents' eyes and like just the realness of it all. And when the dad starts breaking down the wall, I'm like in tears. And Sienna and Avonlea are like, are you okay? Like, what's happening?
I cry way too often in our read alouds.
I do too.
That's a good sign when it makes you cry.
Yes. And so I do love that. I feel like she really doesn't publish things that don't have meaning. And I do love it. if you look at her lessons, it's so digestible. You open it, it's like one or two pages. That's it. It's pretty. It's printed. Looks great. And you feel like you're teaching them things that will be meaningful, like, to their life. So for me, that's been amazing.
That's really great.
That's awesome.
For math, for us also, I feel like math that's worked for us best has been ones that, like, math you see or teaching textbooks where it is –
It teaches it for you.
And I will even sit with her and watch it, and then I can help her. But I do like that she has the opportunity as she gets older. She's used to that setup where she's getting the instruction and then moving forward.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what would you say is your biggest piece of advice to other working homeschool moms?
We should specify working outside the home.
I would just say give yourself so much grace. I mean, you honestly have felt like you were supposed to do this for a reason that's bigger than you. So I would just say, don't try to do it alone. If you're doing it for a reason that's bigger than you, then you need to lean on the reasons why you're doing that and realize that it might not look perfect. And as you let go of those expectations and give yourself that grace, I feel like it's a way better experience, not even just for you, but for your kids. The kids can sense the expectation. They can sense the fear. They can sense the frustration. And I just realized as I settled in to myself with it and what I was expecting and just the grace of, hey, this might not look perfect or what I envisioned, you know, but the perfectness is that I'm trying. And then teaching that to my kids. Like, we're just all trying, and it's not, it might not ever, you know, be what is perfection anyways, you know? And so I think at the beginning, honestly, I was quite a little bit of a basket case, to be honest. I mean, totally, I was, right?
I think a lot of us experienced
that. I definitely have. And I was a curriculum junkie, and I haven't, I'm not saying I've overcome that in any stretch, but I just bought all this stuff and I'm like, this looks cute. This looks pretty. Let's do this, you know? And really it's the feeling more than anything.
Yeah.
It's the feeling of what you're doing more than it is
what you're doing.
Yeah. Even, you know?
And I think, Candace, you said this before, just in conversation, but you're very prayerful every year, right?
I am.
Of, do I homeschool? Like she said, Sienna went to a private school for a little while that was shorter hours.
Yep.
And then you would do the arts with her at home.
Right.
Candace is a lovely artist and photographer. I do have to do, Candace is the one who took our pictures.
Yes, I wanted to mention
for
that.
For all of our cover art. And if you see pictures of Karn and me just laughing casually with books, it was a lovely
Those are
Candace.
From Candace.
Yeah. So you could we'll tag her in our stuff and do a link, but she is, I just forgot your Instagram.
Elegant Images.
Yes, Elegant Images, and she does a phenomenal job. So it's a beautiful,
she's an amazing photographer.
Artist.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We love you back. You're amazing.
You. And good luck to all of you out there. It's a beautiful journey. Just give yourself a lot of grace.
That's good.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.